Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Looking for your next getaway? Come experience Laurel, the city beautiful. From amazing local restaurants and unique shops to historic charm and fun attractions, Laurel has something for everyone. Plan your visit today at laurelms.com and discover why Laurel is worth the trip.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air, Monday edition. That means Southern Miss baseball as we broadcast from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Bob and Dima, Kelly out today. Later in the show, Natalie Poole will be joining us. Softball had a great weekend. 5-0, right?
And we will be talking about Kelly's dog, by the way, later in the show.
Kelly and his dog that he's dumped on Demo, but that will be for later.
Lee.
Hey, but what a great weekend. Golden Eagles sweep a good Louisiana Tech baseball team. Listen up, guys. Here's what you wait on, I know. Number 8 in this week's perfect game poll, number 10 in D1, number 11 in the coaches poll, number 12 in Baseball America, and the number 1 RPI in America right now or the Southern Miss Golden Eagles coming off that 3-game sweep. Coach, I know that you told me last week you really don't keep up with polls a lot, but my goodness, this is I guess this is a start that we all hoped for, and short of the opening game, it just couldn't be going any better, Coach.
No, very thankful. Very proud of these guys. Proud for them. Proud for our players, to enjoy success and just hearing them and on those bus rides back to a hotel after a win and just hear how much they enjoy each other and I don't very confident, not arrogant, but just confident. So proud for them.
What is the mindset of these kids right now? I don't guess we've asked you that.
Well, I think they're doing a really good job of staying grounded, of staying focused. It's easy to get distracted if you allow that to happen, and we constantly talk about it. But I hear them talking about it. I hear them keeping each other accountable to those things. So it's some really good internal leadership, player to player, and so I think their headspace is good. I think they believe they're good too, and they should. And but not arrogantly. You got to go earn it every day.
Right. Another incredible weekend all around, but with your bullpen, your bullpen throws 9 1/3 innings, and you don't give up a single run. Dean and I were talking off air. It's almost like now, at least right now, when you start going to your bullpen, the baseball game's over. Teams just unable to score against your relief staff, Coach.
Well, I hope that trend continues. obviously, but they've done a good job, and we felt like you have a lot of good matchup capability. So what I mean by that is you can choose guys that their stuff or their style or their whatever can, you can just kind of mix and match and based on what that lineup's telling you to do. And so that's a good luxury. Some of the better staffs I've had, I felt like that was something that was there. You had multiple type options. And so hopefully it'll continue, and just very proud thus far of what they have accomplished.
Oz, I guess first off, congrats on your 100th win as the head coach at Southern Miss Baseball. I mean, I know that's a great honor, and just congratulations on that.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. It's I'm very thankful and grateful and humbled. And, it's because of great players, and it's because of the great coaches that I have alongside. Man, they do such a good job, and it's not just the coaches. It's your staff. It's Carly. It's Todd, our strength coaches. It's Finn, our trainer. Everybody. And so – we're all in it together, but yeah, I'm on to the next one.
On your bullpen, I wanted to ask you about Drake Meeks because I believe that was his first appearance of the season, and I mean, lights out on Saturday. Of course, Graydon gives you 6 great innings, probably the best we've seen him. We talk a lot about complete games and haven't seen the total complete game for Southern Miss baseball coach, but I really thought Saturday was a great image of what that could be.
Yeah, I don't know how it could have got much better.
Right.
The starting pitching was great. Only had to cover 7 innings because our offense was fabulous. I thought our defense was good. So I think that was as close to a complete game as we might have played thus far.
And can you speak on Meeks a little bit?
Yeah, it was, you know, finally cleared. It was a year and one day to the date that he had surgery, you know, that he got on that mound. And, you know, we wanted to see it. You know, he's got a gift. He's got a big arm. And, you know, he was in a good headspace. So it was good to see him get back out there. That's a long road to, you know, travel, you know, coming back from an injury like that. And it's not always linear, and it's not always perfect, but he's done a good job with it, and hopefully he'll just continue to build off of that.
For your offense, I thought the two-strike approach all weekend was just phenomenal. I mean, and the announcers on the ESPN Plus kept saying it over and over again, but mm-hmm. It was true that in so many two-strike counts, you guys would, you know, slap one to opposite field for a single or even hit one out. I mean, I guess, is that just a byproduct of how veteran and you have a lineup that's just seen so many at-bats over their careers?
I think so. I think our coaches, Coach Creel, Coach Brewer, Coach Rhodes, you know, Coach Lou, they do a great job working with those hitters religiously daily and you know, and working on things like that. But you got to also, you know, give credit to the fact of maturity. Of the experience and, you know, guys staying, not getting too sped up, I guess you could say, with two strikes, staying in the moment, simplifying it, simplify the approach. And, you know, so it's easier for a veteran to do, I think, sometimes than a younger player.
Coach, he's not going to break Matt Wallner's home run record, but, boy, it's been a long time since I've seen a better base hitter than Joey Urban. He is really seeing the baseball, isn't he?
He is. I felt that, you know, this fall, everything that he has a chance to have a special year because he's just such a good hitter.
Yeah, and another kid that two that really jump out at me, and I think in light of how the baseball team is playing overall, the pitching, hitting, it's easy to overlook, but your left field and right field players look to me to be very, very athletic kids and really go after foul balls, really defensively look very athletic to me.
They've done a good job. I'm very proud of that. You know, Higdon in right field has done a great job these first 11 games and really filling that gap that's, you know, that, you know, Pato had it for 4 years. And Higgy's really doing a great job of anchoring that down. And Gillespie, you know, he's done a fine job in left field. So, all the way around, I'm very pleased with, like I said, up to this point of how we're defending the ball out there.
Are you happy with your middle infield defense at this point, Coach?
I am. We're going to be critical. You know, we want perfection. It's hard to attain. Not going to attain it. And, I think so. I think Kyle Morrison is really – made some plays that I don't know how some people realize how good they were. He's making the routine plays. I better knock on wood here, but he's making the routine plays and making some exceptional plays too. And that young man hadn't played a whole lot of second in his career. He's worked hard. Coach Creel's done a really good job with him of getting him where he needs to be there.
Coach, obviously 10-1 on the season, early in the season. Everybody knew this team was going to be really good, and a lot of us thought that maybe it'd take some time to gel. I guess have they kind of even overachieved what you thought they would do against this schedule and just with some new places and in the infield and as such?
Well, I mean, if you'd have told me at the beginning that come March, whatever today is, you know, second, third, it's you'd be 10-1 after your first 11 games. I say I'm in, you know,
right.
But it's hard to know, man. You don't know until you get in the fire. You know, bullets got to start flying and see how they handle things. But I don't know if it's overachieving. I think it's a talented group that has played well. I think they've earned everything they've gotten, and I think there's going to be storms that come. You know, there is. We're going to lose some games. And, you know, but I think the mark of this team showing is they'll have the ability to, you know, refocus, reset, and get back going, you know, and stuff like that. So A lot of challenges ahead, I know, but I really like the characteristics these guys have shown.
Well, are they going to lose some games, Bob? I don't know.
I don't know. We're on pace to go 40-4, Coach. So, I mean, I think we just keep this pace we're on right now.
I'll take it, yeah.
What would that be, 63-1 if they were to win out or something like that?
Coach, I had somebody ask me this weekend, did I think we were ever going to lose another game? I said, probably down the road somewhere. I guess you'd agree with that, right?
I said baseball's built that way, yeah. So.
Well, Coach, I'm going to tell you this. You were beating down Louisiana Tech so bad that yesterday they just resorted to bringing their women's basketball coach on, and she talked about basketball for six innings. So I think they had pretty much given up on scoring a lot of runs. It was quite a great weekend.
It was. Again, we played really well. It was very dominant, and by our players and. Again, that's just part of it. It's baseball, but I'm very thankful and happy for our players.
No question. Well, 10-1, and what do you say we play the fourth ranked team in the country tomorrow night? That ought to be fun.
It's just a lapse in the schedule. It's just a break.
Just a break in the schedule. We'll talk about the Tuesday night matchup, Wednesday night baseball as well, and then a home series. Good to have the kids back home as we continue our conversation with Coach Christian Ostrander. Now 100. Victories in his early Southern Miss baseball coaching career. We're so lucky to have him. We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
That opening segment with Coach Oz, sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Place. I bet he'd agree it'd be a good place to go grab a meal tonight. Food's always fresh and delicious there. And they're big, big supporters of Southern Miss baseball at Dickey's and Fuzzy's, and we're really glad that they're good friends of ours. This segment is sponsored by Eagle Tire West, and that's where Matt Warner and his staff, more baseball, invite you to see them for premium Goodyear products, full service auto and truck service there on Highway 98 West. Great place to call now if you need some work on your truck or your car, you need a new set of tires or some, realignment or whatever. Make sure you call those Southern Miss guys out at Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. Goodyear tires, full service, and big Southern Miss supporters. Continue our conversation with Coach Christian Ostrander. Really unusual week, Coach. You just pointed out something, I guess, kind of got lost a little bit in all this excitement. 7 out of the first 11 games played on the road. Now you have 5 games in 1 week here at the Pete, including a double weeknight game, which I don't think you're thrilled about, right? 2 weeknight games.
Well, I mean, double midweeks are, that's part of it if you're going to try to get to, the 55, 56, right. Games a year. You're going to have to play a couple double midweeks more than likely. And, it's challenging. It kind of stretches you a little bit with your pitching, but we have it. And this forces the hand on some things, so some guys will get opportunities. So kind of look forward to seeing, come Wednesday night about 10 o'clock, what a saw, those last two games.
And I know fans view things a little differently, but I loved what you said post-game yesterday. You said that the Tuesday night game against State is the biggest game of the year, but because it's the next game on the schedule. And as I told you off air, when I'm talking to your players, almost uniformly they tell me that, we take it one game at a time. And you're not going to approach this midweek tomorrow night any different than you approached last week's or what you'll approach a week from Tuesday. Is that a fair assumption?
That's 100% correct. I mean, it's You know, one of our messages yesterday to the team was, you know, humble souls are fearful of their own strength, and you got to stay grounded. You got to just look, you know, one at a time and stuff, and stay inside yourself. If not, you're gonna get contaminated, man. You're gonna lose focus and listen to the stuff on the outside that don't matter.
Right. And so we can look for a lot of young arms again Tuesday and Wednesday night, because this is where those guys get to show you what they can do. Correct.
That's right. And you know, they'll be ready. They're getting better by being on these stages and these environments against great opponents, and you know, they're kind of sharpening their blade, if you will. You know, every time they get out there.
Coach, have you made a decision on who's going to go on the mound for you guys tomorrow night?
I have, but I'm not ready to share that yet.
Okay. I guess I know you don't look at rankings, but it is a top 10 game here in Hattiesburg between you guys and the Bulldogs tomorrow night. And I guess how great is that for the state, right, that you get to play these games on campus?
Oh, it's awesome, man. I'm just pumped for our community and our fans. I think that's great. And but for the state, you know, from the outside of the state looking in, that to see, you know, two programs, you know, that are top 10 ranked or whatever, you know, going square, that's good. That's great for our state. It's great for Mississippi. But more importantly, I'm just happy for Hattiesburg and for our fans and Golden Eagle fans.
What can you tell us about Mississippi State? Obviously, they're swinging the bat really well. A nice little weekend out there in Arlington. They played the number one team in UCLA last night. Really good game there. But I guess your early thoughts on them?
They look like they're really good, you know, on paper, on video and stuff. So, and they are, you know, it's going to be, we're going to have to go play well, and we're going to have to try to stay toe-to-toe, stay in the middle of that ring. So it should be fun.
When you think about like a guy like Josh Schock, and you see what his numbers are right now, and Kandon Sundstrom, what about their arm slots and the way they throw the baseball make them so hard to hit?
Well, Ock's unique. I mean, he's an outlier. His brother was an outlier here, mm-hmm. You know, but the difference, one was left, one was right. And, you know, and it's just, it's a low release height that, you know, a lot of folks won't understand that. But the way he throws and the uniqueness of it creates deception. So it's the hitter's eyes telling the ball is going to do this, but it doesn't. And so the swing path is usually just a little off and of it. So very, you know, it's good to have those kind of tricks. And, you know, Sonny, you know, I don't think there's anything that's just outlandish. It's just a guy that can manipulate the ball. He can sink it. He can ride it, and he can spin it. I mean, you know, and he's a strike thrower. And, you know, so and his stuff's really growing. So, yeah, those guys, you know, so far so good.
Coach, you've run this road gauntlet, and we've talked about it obviously a lot. You're 10-1, so it couldn't have gone really much better. What are things moving forward, though, you still want to see out of your baseball team?
Consistent starting pitching, I think, is one for me. Not that we've been bad by any means. I don't know if we've gotten where I think we can get to. You know, so that's one thing for me. Really, other than that, too, just watching them just get better at all the little things, you know, little things that people might not notice, see, or whatnot, but, you know, minimize mistakes, minimize base running mistakes and things of that nature. But baseball's a game of failure, so you're going to fail in a lot of areas often, but you just got to try to minimize that as much as you can.
Colby Allen, of course, was the, you know, the pitcher getting all the attention at the start of the year as he moves from a reliever role to a starter role. Is it fair to say we haven't seen the best of Colby yet in his first three starts? Even though he's been solid, we think you'll see more down the road. Is that a fair assessment?
I do. I believe that too. I think he knows it. He feels it a little bit. He's like he's searching. And, you know, the transition from reliever to closer, there's no guarantee of anything that from reliever to starter. You know, that it's a perfectly smooth transition. I think he's tried to find his pace a little bit, you know, in regards to adrenaline and you know, kind of the blowing and going mentality versus, you know, pacing. But he's done a fine job. I mean, he's getting you five innings each time, you know, I know what you're going to get. But we all have high expectations of him, and he has some high expectations of himself. Yeah, I think he would tell you right here, too, that he's not satisfied with how he's been, and he knows he can be better.
And what would you say about McCarty English and his comeback and how you view that going at this point?
It's close. I mean, I feel like it's close. I feel like he needs to just totally take the chains off and go, you know. But I think it's close. The things we see is right and stuff. So again, on a Sunday, my goal, if a starter can give me five good strong innings and give us a chance, you take that every time. You know, so I think we're getting closer.
Is there you talked about 5-6 innings with all your starters. The bullpen has just been so good that you feel like you don't really have to overextend your starters at this juncture because you have so many arms on the back end. But on the same time, you still want your starters to go deep in games. So how do you balance that?
Well, that's a great question, and that's a great problem to have. I mean, right. You know, a quality start, 6 innings, you know, giving up 3 runs or less, that's all you can ever ask for. If you know, I'll sign me up for that. You know, if we can get that each weekend, 6 innings, and you know, it's going to be we're going to be in really good shape. We're going to be really good shape and stuff. But we can also cover when a guy has to get pulled in the 4th or the 5th. I think we have enough pieces there, and so that's very comforting too. So, yeah, you know, by design, there was a lot of options and bodies and depth to this staff, and you know, so my job and Coach Leger's job is to just keep these guys focused and happy if they're not getting as much opportunity at that moment.
All right, Coach, just about a minute left. 10-1, tremendous start. Is there an overall message you'd like to send out to the Southern Miss Nation? I know they look forward to hearing your comments here every Monday.
No, I just, again, how proud we are, and I'm speaking on behalf of all the coaches and players of going out there and giving, you know, and playing well and giving y'all something to be proud of too. And we just ask you come, and I know you will, and you always do, and you have already, but these next 5 games, heck, actually, I think it's 6 in a row at home. Mm-hmm. You know, we need you. You know, they're not going to be easy, and every game's hard, and, you know, your electricity makes a difference. So, but thanks for all the support, and these guys are going to play hard every time, I promise you.
Coach, congratulations on that 100th win, and I'll say it again. I don't mind saying it 100 times. We're really lucky to have you here coaching this baseball program, and you deserve all the praise on that quick ascension to 100 wins. Congratulations to you on that.
Well, again, I appreciate it, but it's a credit to all the players and other coaches. I mean that. I'm the lucky one, so thank you for saying that, though.
All right, Coach. Thanks for joining us every Monday. Coach Christian Ostrander, everybody, head baseball coach at Southern Miss. Undoubtedly, we'll be talking to him after the game tomorrow night.
Yeah, and it is funny that they beat Louisiana Tech so bad that Coach Burrows was apologizing to the fan base after the game.
Yeah, they beat them so bad they literally brought the women's basketball coach in to talk women's basketball for 6 innings. I mean,
they said, we're going to keep her for another half inning. We're going to keep her for another half inning. We're going to keep her for another half inning.
That says everything, doesn't it? Hey, let me tell you who else had a good weekend. Got a big smile on her face is Natalie Poole. Ladies softballers go 5-0. Yep. We're going to talk about that next.
Southern Miss to the top.
Welcome back, everybody. I want to thank Christian Ostrander for joining us first half hour of the program. Congratulations to the high-flying Golden Eagle baseball team. This segment sponsored by DBAT on Hardy Street. Great baseball and softball training. State-of-the-art facility, as I'm sure our next guest would confirm. Check them out down there on Hardy. Luke Reynolds manages it. They've got a great plan for every athlete, whether it be a child or an adult. MCS Home Center reminds you about home repair, home remodeling, home construction. They've got what you need for all of that. Everything you need for your next project is at MCS Home Center in Bellevue, the new home improvement center for the Pine Belt. Local folks eager to serve you. 7329 Highway 98 West. Baseball is not the only Southern Miss sport doing really well last few days and the last couple of weeks. Softball, six straight wins all in 1 week as they go 5-0 over the weekend and improve their record to 13-8. Coach Natalie Poole joins us. And, Coach, you got to be really, really happy. What is it that you saw you liked about your team most in the last week with six wins in a seven-day period?
Yeah, you know, our defense has been steady. I mean, our fielding percentage is over 980. That's been really steady. To see it be consistent, of course, was important and for us to be able to have success. But our pitching definitely showed up this week, and our ERA as a staff was, and we pitched seven pitchers throughout the week and was under a one. And so I think when that happens, then we've got a shot. We don't have to have necessarily high scoring games. We just have to do enough to be able to manufacture runs and then be able to hold it down with pitching and defense, which we did. So I was really proud of that.
From an offensive perspective, Coach, obviously Hannah Christian doing what she does, but I guess some other players, you know, Kinsley Sibley, Abby Trequillo, I mean, those players have really come on for you throughout the past few games.
They really have. It's kind of like they've settled in and started to continue just to continue to rise and rise and rise. And, Hannah Christian had a great week. I think she hit 500 on the week and just did a great job in the leadoff position many times, coming to the plate, getting us started. And then, like you said, some of these other girls, Abby and then also Kenny and all that, like, it's just nice to see them doing their part and helping us be able to manufacture the runs that we need. We're not a home run hitting team.
Right.
We haven't proven that. So for us, it's like, what can we do to work gap to gap and be able to push runs across? And I think that we've sort of proven that we have the ability to do that. But it's nice whenever we have some really great weeks out of these kids and they start to feel a little bit more confident, especially as we get closer to conference play.
You're right. You haven't hit a home run, I don't think, this season. But on the off side of that, that is sometimes a good thing when you have multiple runners on base, because that puts a lot of pressure on opposing pitchers.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, we've been really, really close. It just hasn't happened for us. But we're just trying to put really kind of a good swing on a pitch that's going to get some gap. And if it gets out of the yard, then great. And if it doesn't, then it doesn't. But no matter what, it gives us a chance to be able to score some runs with runners on. And so, I've been pretty proud of who we've been at the plate. And more often than not, our offense has been stepping up. And last week, I thought we were a little bit down in pitching, and we could have done better. And more than anything, probably walks. I think last week we had 8 2-out walks, and this week we had one. You know, like, we just kind of slimmed that number down, and it helped the overall picture. So that was really awesome.
Like the baseball team, Coach, you're off to a great start. I'm going to ask you the same question I just asked Coach Oz. What is the mindset of your kids right now based on how well they're playing?
Honestly, I think that they're, like, really gelling together very well. I think that we're being accountable every day to who we're supposed to bring to the field. We're not taking days off. There's a high-level focus about what we're trying to accomplish, and there's also accountability. So, like, if we are at the end of the game, even when we win, there's conversations about not only what we've done well, but, hey, I should have had that ground ball in the first inning, or, hey, I let us down on this base-running situation or whatever, and I left the bases loaded. And so I think whenever we can have ownership, I think it makes a difference in who we are as a team and our ability to want to be accountable in positive ways and be stepping up for each other.
We talked to you earlier this year about this. You had this monstrous killer early season schedule last year. And this year's schedule, different. I mean, you got competitive teams, but, you know, you're not playing the power 10 teams right out of the gate. How has that helped? How has that helped in getting the confidence level of your team where you want it to be?
Yeah, well, we definitely have needed this preseason in a lot of ways because of our youthfulness. And so You know, as I've alluded to before, two-thirds of our team are freshmen and sophomores. We've got a few juniors and then two seniors. And so for us to be able to kind of grow some people up, not lose them mentally, to be able to greet some challenges, but also to be able to work through some tough moments has been really beneficial. And while we've played some top mid-majors, some teams that are probably sitting on the cusp of doing some really special things, getting some votes in the top 25 but not making it, things like that. We've had probably a good balance of sort of those challenges. And so some confidence boosting, but also some tough moments, but nothing that's going to break them before we move into conference.
Alcorn State tomorrow night, Coach, at home, and then you go to Jacksonville University for the University of North Florida tournament. I guess looking ahead to this week, what do you expect?
Yeah. Well, I expect us to come out and restart. We talked a lot about that, like this week is now done that we've just played, and now we're starting over. So we come out today, we've got a light practice, we've got some reflection, we've got a little recovery work. And then tomorrow we'll go out and play Alcorn, and you know our job is to start off the week with a win, and so that's our goal. And then after that we'll hit the road, and we've got Brown twice, Presbyterian, North Florida, and Jacksonville University. And North Florida has had a really great preseason. They're one of those top 25 mid-major schools, so I know that they'll be a really tough matchup for us, really good one for us, and just looking forward to playing some different teams and, again, kind of finishing up this last week before we begin conference the following week.
Great start for you and your guys, Coach. We're really happy for you. Thank you for coming on the show today, and just keep up the good work. We're following every game and have you back real soon.
Thanks so much.
All right, Coach Natalie Poole, everybody. Softball off to a great start, 13-8.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, and it goes back to that schedule. You know, last season they were playing the Arkansas and the, you know, Penn State and whoever else, you know, to start the season. And then now they're getting some confidence-boosting wins. I mean, they feel great. Like she said, 13-8 and relaxing practice. And then, you know, another week where you have a ton of winnable games between Alcorn, Brown twice, like you said, Jacksonville, and then North Florida, Presbyterian, before conference play starts next week, which is crazy that we're already into conference play. Southern Miss Baseball and Southern Miss Softball starting conference play next week. So that's pretty crazy.
It seems like the baseball season has been going on for 6 months. Is it because of the schedule they've been playing, Dima?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, it feels like every game has been a blockbuster game. You know, you just got to, like, pull your hair. Now, not this weekend. This weekend looked like they were playing, you know, Tiddlywinks University.
But we should point out that was a good team coming
in. It's unbelievable. It really is. But both teams, the softball and baseball team, really good starts, and we hope the best for them moving forward.
Yeah, Mississippi State here tomorrow night, Alcorn on the softball diamond. Just a really good start. And don't want to forget now, basketball back in action in the tournament this week. Men will play Thursday night. We're going to have Jay Ladner on the show Thursday to preview that game. And you know, Dima, the way they played against South Alabama, who's to say that these men won't go in there and make a little noise in this tournament?
No, that's right. And, you know, I was saving this discussion for the last segment, of course, and we can get to it then. But, I mean, I really like their bracket. When you look at who's on their side and kind of how all the cards fell. Now, when we talk about the Sun Belt tournament, right, like I think there's going to be some discussion about how this tournament goes forward, because you had like a 5- or 6-way tie for second. And, you know, the second place team gets that bye into the semifinals. Whoever got the bad end of that, which I think it was, I'll pull up the bracket, but I think it was Arkansas State or somebody like that. Whoever got the bad end of that, they fell all the way to seventh, which means they have to win 5 games versus the team that they're tied with only having to win 2.
Yeah, you're going to have to take a look at that. We'll get into more detail about that when we come back. Hey, Forest Health reminds you, and we're going to have the CEO, we believe, of Forest Health, who was a tremendous Southern Miss baseball player, on the show Wednesday. So we're working to bring Jeff Cook on the show. Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun, but you are the most important player. So be sure you get an annual physical. Exercise regularly, eat right, make sure you're making your health as good as it can be. And when there's an issue, Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home, foresthealth.org. We'll look a little closer at that upcoming Sun Belt basketball tournament, both men and women, when we come back. Stay with us.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, I want to thank our good friends out at Mo Baby and Yay Company for all they do to support our program and the Golden Eagles. 2902 Hardy Street. Check out their Facebook page. And better yet, stop down there before the game tomorrow night. Get yourself some wonderful beignets and a good coffee and get off to a good start. Also, want to remind you about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. That's where you hear it every day on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Alexa, or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And a quick shameless plug, Dima. Dima set it up for me. My new podcast called Legends is going to download Thursday on Spotify. So I hope that you'll have a chance to check it out. It'll be an extensive interview. First show will be with Brian Dozier, and I think you're going to find some of the things that that Brian reveals about his time both at Minnesota and after he left Minnesota to be very interesting, as well as his story overall. And arguably, Dima Mixon, the greatest baseball player ever here. I mean, certainly from a professional level, achieved as much or more than anybody ever did.
No doubt.
So I look forward to that and hope that you'll have an opportunity to download that. All right, so we headed to the last segment of the show. And, Dima, let's talk a little bit about that breakdown of the basketball tournament. Fascinating what you said, such a big tie at second place, but some of the guys kind of took the short end of that stick.
No doubt. I mean, like we said, there was a big tie for second place. Troy ended up somehow winning the regular season championship out of all of this mismatch and stuff. Troy was the one who won it. Marshall earned the 2 seed.
Marshall
through tiebreakers. Wow. South Alabama, by the way, that Southern Miss was who beat on Friday night, which was also, by the way, a really great win for the men. South Alabama was in line to be the 2 seed or potentially the 1 seed if some things went their way. They fell all the way to 6th, which is 3 bracket games back from the semifinals. Arkansas State, who was number 2 going into Friday night, fell to 7th. In the standings, one above Southern Miss. Southern Miss is 8th. So they will have to win the same amount of games that Southern Miss will have to win the championship, which is 5. But when we look at Southern Miss's bracket, by the way, side of the bracket, I really think they got a really favorable side of the bracket. Okay, so you're going to play your first game on Thursday night against James Madison or the winner of Louisiana and Georgia State. Both teams struggled this year. You really feel like you could get that one, and and you've already shown that you can beat all three of those teams. And then you play Texas State if you were to win that game on Friday, a 5 p.m. tip-off as well. Texas State, if you've already beaten this season. You already got Texas State in one game. You didn't win the game out there, but you probably should have won that game arguably out there. And then you get App State if you were to win that game in the quarterfinals. Now, App State, you did lose to them at home, but that was without Tavares, and that was a competitive basketball game. And then in the semifinals, if you were to make it that far, you'd have to face Troy, which you've shown that you can beat. You beat them here at home, right?
Right.
So I actually think that their side of the bracket is actually pretty favorable. You're not getting – you miss South Alabama, you miss Arkansas State, and you miss Marshall. All three of those teams kind of hot right now, James Madison being arguably the hottest, and you will have to face them maybe on Thursday. On the women's side, the women finished 7th in the standings. They will play the winner of ULM or Louisiana and Georgia State. Two of those teams you've already beaten, including ULM, so you like that. Then you'll play Old Dominion if you were to win that game on Friday. Old Dominion, which you beat in Norfolk, which was like their only road win of the season, which that's pretty favorable. And then it'd get tough. Then you'd have to beat Arkansas State and Troy to make it to the championship game. So tough roads for both teams. But I think if you gave the bracket to Jay and said fill it out, if you had to fill it out the way you would want it, I think this would be one of the top options for the men.
Jay will be on the show Thursday, as we mentioned. We would obviously have invited Missy, but they play early. I think they play at two or 2 o'clock. So she was unavailable. All right, here's a question about the men's side, Dame. I'll put you on the spot. With that win over South Alabama, has Jay secured his job for another year?
We'll see. I mean, it was a really good win. They're 500, right? We'll see. I don't know. I mean, I'm glad I'm not making that decision. Let me just say
certainly a win or two in the tournament, though, would I think be a huge step in that direction, correct?
I think so. I mean, and like I said, there's a chance for them to maybe have more than just one or two wins.
Yeah,
if things could fall their way, a couple shots here and there. The big thing with Southern Miss men's basketball is when they are on, they can probably beat anybody in this field.
Well, they've beaten the two best teams in the league.
Exactly. Yeah. And arguably, you know, they beat Troy. They beat South Alabama. They should have beat Arkansas State the other night in that game. The Arkansas State had, what was it, 45 free throws or whatever silly number it was.
Crazy.
And then when they went to Marshall, you know, earlier this season, that was a game they probably should have won. They led for all that game until the very end. So they've shown they can compete against the top part of the Sun Belt. It's just about whether or not they're going to do it. And I will say, going back to earlier in the season when Southern Miss played in that tournament, they played in Pensacola and won that tournament. And Jay told us that the reason they played in that tournament in Pensacola was so that they could have played on this court when come tournament time.
Right. So big week for basketball as well. Hey, really, as we head out, we'll be talking more about the baseball game tomorrow night. Just a quick note. Dima, if you don't know Dima, he's a wonderfully nice young man. Offered to keep Kelly's dog for him a few days, and the dog has already bitten your wife. Is that right?
I don't know what to say anymore. I'm just waiting for my $1,000 check from Kelly.
Let me know. Can I see it before you cash it? Would you please show it to me before you can?
Maybe just a dollar, Kelly.
Yeah. Dima and I will be back tomorrow. We'll be talking to Daniel Stewart, also the beat
Sam Sklar,
for what is going to be Bananaville here tomorrow night.
We might do the show and just drive over to the Pete Taylor Park after. Yeah,
it's going to be a zoo the Pete tomorrow night.
Glad to have a parking pass.
We can't wait. We can't wait. Thanks for listening, everybody. Southern Miss to the top.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.